The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them, so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals. Whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation, Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Seneca says, "We shouldn't control anger, but destroy it entirely." For what control is there for a thing that's fundamentally wicked? Lucius Annaeus Seneca was a prominent Roman philosopher and playwright who published several essential works about Stoicism. He counseled Emperor Nero and thought that anger is a temporary madness, and that even when justified, we should never act on the basis of it because it affects our sanity. Seneca wrote a book specifically on anger called De Ira, which defines and explains anger within the context of Stoic philosophy and offers advice on how to prevent and control anger. And that's why in this video we're going to look at 10 ways we can control our anger from the teachings of Seneca. Number 1. Recognize that anger is destructive. Seneca says, "We shall prevent ourselves from becoming angry if we repeatedly place before our eyes all anger's faults and form a proper judgment of it." The first step to dealing with anger is recognizing how problematic this emotion is. We believe Aristotle's way of thinking that anger is not always bad. If one is angry at the right time and in the right context, then anger can sometimes be justified. Aristotelians claimed that virtue lies in navigating the middle course between extremes. Concerning anger, they thought that the virtuous compromise is good temper, which lies between the unvirtuous poles of irascibility, that is too much anger, and lack of spirit, that is too little anger. However, according to the Stoics, there is no such thing as a good degree of anger, but it doesn't mean that one has to be passive in the face of injustice. Human nature, for the Stoics, is that of a social animal capable of reason. It follows that to live according to nature means to apply one's reason to social living. Anger is unreasonable and it damages society, hence it is unnatural in the Stoic sense. Seneca thought that anger was a vice with few, if any, exceptions. The three main reasons Seneca lists are: 1. Anger makes you a slave. When we're angry, we're a slave to that anger. We're more likely to make mistakes that we'll end up regretting later. Anger blinds us to the future and the consequences of our actions in the moment, effectively overriding our rational or higher selves and making us slaves to our own subconscious. Anger makes us act in a way that feels gratifying in the short term, but takes us away from our long-term ideals. 2. Anger cannot be slowed down. According to Seneca, anger is a binary emotion. The emotion of anger has a forward momentum that is far more extreme than other emotions. The moment you realize you're angry, you're already under its control. When you're in the middle of acting out anger, you don't pay attention to any other course of action and move headlong into a path of destruction and chaos. You don't want to be calm when you're angry. Anger justifies its own existence. And 3, anger is contagious. Seneca says that anger influences a mob-like behavior. Anger is well known for its ability to spread through a social group more than any other passion, and when anger is present, the individuals become one larger, angry organism and seem to work perfectly together with the unified vision of havoc. Now that we know how destructive anger is, we need to lessen our attachment to this emotion. Pushing away from anger or disliking it is just a start, but we also need some end goal to move toward. That goal, according to the Stoic philosophy of life, is the attainment of tranquility, which is the state of peace and quiet. Number 2. Recognize your anger triggers and learn to control them. In the words of Seneca, And so the best course is to treat the sickness as soon as it becomes apparent. At that time, as well, giving oneself the least freedom of speech and curbing emotion. Seneca advises us to be mindful about our anger triggers. That is, to be aware of the events and situations that make you angry. This is important because you'll respond more effectively to your anger when you feel prepared for it. If we practice mindfulness, we'll not only be able to detect the macro patterns that trigger our anger, but also see the specific thoughts that arise and lead to that emotion of anger. The benefit of this is that we'll be able to catch and neutralize them far earlier. Here are some common anger triggers. Being treated unfairly. For example, someone cutting in front of you in a queue, or your boss gives you an inaccurate evaluation at work. Responding to time pressures and frustrations, like leaving a bit late for work and running into traffic, or someone texting you while you're working. Experiencing dishonesty or disappointment, such as your partner cheating on you or...
I didn't realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a backseat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills, so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Or your boss failing to give you the raise you were promised. Encountering threats to self-esteem, like receiving a bad grade or getting rejected. Running into prejudice and discrimination, for example, racial or ethnic differences or a disability. And finally, getting attacked, such as being mugged or domestic violence or even just random accidents. Anticipating the possibility of anger increases your ability to express it more constructively. Hence, the more mindful we become about our anger, the more we'll be able to slow it down in the earliest stages of its onset. Number 3. Just wait. According to Seneca, the greatest cure for anger is to wait, so that the initial passion it engenders may die down, and the fog that shrouds the mind may subside, or become less thick. Anger is a poor guide to happiness. Anger interferes with problem-solving and good judgment, and makes you rash and rigid in your thinking. While fear drives us to flee, anger drives us to confrontation. Anger motivates revenge and retaliation. This is why even the most respected intellects can be reduced to repetitious expletives when enraged. Hence, whenever you feel you're about to get angry, remove yourself from the situation that's provoking you, or withhold all actions until you feel yourself in a completely tranquil state of mind. Sit on that angry email for a day or two before sending it. Walk away from a fight whenever possible, and seek advice from a calm, ideally neutral third party before taking any hostile action. If you still wish to carry out the angry actions when you're calmer, then by all means go ahead. They may coincide with self-interest, but chances are you won't want to. In the heat of anger, you're likely to make decisions you'll regret. Try reading, meditating, or some other activity you find relaxing. Go for a walk, a bike ride, or do some stretching. This can relieve the tension in your muscles and help you relax. According to the American Psychological Association, deep breathing is one of the fastest ways to reduce the intensity of your anger. Even something as simple as waiting or counting to 10 or repeating a word or phrase that's calming to you, such as relax or let it go or take it easy, all of these can help soothe angry feelings. Anger is an emotion, and emotions do not last forever. All of us will get angry from time to time, but using these strategies will help you control your anger and express your feelings in a way that's more beneficial to you and to others. Number 4. Use art and music to calm the mind. As we learn from Seneca, hot-tempered people should avoid studies that are demanding or at least engage in ones not liable to end in exhaustion. The mind should not occupy itself with hard tasks, but should be given over to pleasurable arts. Let it be calmed by reading poetry and charmed by the tales of history. Let it be treated with a measure of gentleness and refinement. If you're prone to frustration and anger, Seneca believes finding art or music that soothes you will prove beneficial in your pursuit of a tranquil mind. In modern times, we call this form of anger management expressive theory. Expressive theory encourages people to yell, scream, and pound pillows to get out their built-up anger. The pillows represent the people from their past and their unresolved anger issues. The term expressive therapy also refers to using creative arts as a method of managing anger. This type of therapy is also known as creative arts therapy and expressive arts therapy. Proponents of using expressive therapy as a method of anger management believe that the body will heal through a combination of creative expression and the use of imagination. During an anger management counseling session or class, therapists help identify the anger triggers and unresolved anger issues. Although there are many types of expressive therapy for anger management, the most common ones are music therapy, art therapy, dance therapy, drama therapy, and writing therapy. Nearly any type of art can be calming. Music is a universally loved art form that has the capability of causing an emotional and physical reaction in the listener. It can make you feel more energetic, happy, or sad. When music is used as a form of expressive therapy in managing anger, it's used as a mood stabilizer. When you feel angry, turn on the radio or listen to tracks on your phone and it will help you relax. Number 5. See yourself as an offender. Seneca says, "Let us put ourselves in the position of the man who's making us angry." In point of fact, it's an unjustified estimate of our own worth that causes our anger, and an unwillingness to put up with the treatment we would have.
Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step 1, download Rocket Money. Step 2, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step 3, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck, or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge, upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Happily inflict on others. Trying to see yourself in others is a great exercise for how to deal with anger. When we get angry, we're typically outraged at the actions of others. But in all likelihood, we've acted just like them at some point in our lives. Ask yourself, how many times have I acted badly? Have I ever acted violently? Have I ever said mean things to someone I later regretted? Have I ever manipulated someone? As humans, we all share more similarities than differences. We've all acted in regrettable ways and then realized later that our free will is not so free, but is in truth owned to a large degree by our passions. Number 6. Heal rather than punish. Seneca asks us, how much better is it to heal a wrong than to avenge one? Vengeance takes considerable time and it exposes a man to many injuries, while only one causes him resentment. We always feel anger longer than we feel hurt. When someone directs their anger towards us, it's very common to want to take revenge, to punish people for their wrongdoing. This is the idea behind having a prison system. When someone breaks the law, we deal with that law-breaking by punishing them in the hopes that they'll reform and stop acting in those harmful ways. Unfortunately, what often happens is that people come out of prison as worse offenders than when they went in. The point of having prisons is to punish people who've committed offences. That is, it's about revenge. But the most advanced prison systems in the world, usually to be found in Scandinavian countries, are based on the entirely different axiom that the point of prison is to reform the criminal, to to improve him morally, and to eventually allow him to rejoin the broader society from which he's currently excluded, and in doing so, prevent a recurring offence. This is perfectly in accordance with Seneca's belief that being angry at someone only adds further damage to the situation, while discretion allows healing and at the same time recognises that there has been an injustice. This is a very constructive attitude when carried over to interpersonal situations involving anger, as it puts the victim in a more powerful position as healer rather than punisher. The act of revenge carries with it connotations of anger. If anger is bad, then the goal should be to rid anger both in ourselves and others. Number 7. Choose your friends wisely. Seneca says, "Choose men who are honest, easygoing, and have self-control, the sort who will not arouse your anger and yet will tolerate it." According to research by social psychologist Dr. David McClelland of Harvard, the people you habitually associate with determines as much as 95% of your success or failure in life. But Seneca realized this truth thousands of years ago. Anger spreads faster than fire. Hence, if you know you're prone to anger, then you should not surround yourself with friends who trigger that anger or provoke you. The provoker is someone that provokes someone in order to get a response or some type of reaction. Whether someone knows that they're a provoker, or even if it's on some hidden subconscious level, they're capable of just as much damage as someone that's abusive. A provoker could be from our friends, from our colleagues, or even our family members. Many times in those relationships, we even feel a struggle to leave because we get so used to a person, and even when they're toxic, we stay. It's important to keep control over our lives and remember that the goal is to achieve tranquility of mind, for which we need to be happy in all of our relationships, including our friendships and our family relationships. So surround yourselves with people that bring more joy into your lives instead of creating more misery and turbulence for you. Seneca also advises us to resist the urge to be curious if we want to keep a peaceful mind. Even if you're surrounded by the most amazing people, you're curious to hear what your friend said about you, or curious to read the messages of your partner who was texting someone attractive. If your goal is to maintain a tranquil and undisturbed mind, you should not want to seek out information that will likely cause you despair. Number 8. Don't seek reasons to be angry. To quote Seneca, "It makes you angry that a slave has answered you back, or a freedman, or your wife, or a client. You then go on to complain that the state has been deprived of the freedom of which you have deprived those under your own roof." We always give too much importance to ourselves. We live in a world of comfort and luxury. This eventually weakens us and makes us soft and thin-skinned. We grow up spoilt and learn to expect things from the world and then get angry when those expectations aren't met. We get angry at almost every minute thing. We get angry when we misplace our things, when we get cut off by bad drivers, or when one of our friends makes an inappropriate joke. At such times, anger makes us feel perversely good. It makes us feel free. But these are all parts of life, and if we get angry every time our expectations about reality aren't met, we will surely live an angry existence. In order to deal with daily anger triggers, the Stoics practice what they call negative visualization. They visualize the worst-case scenario and all the things that could go wrong so that they would be ready for whatever may come, but also grateful for the times when negative occurrences were absent. Don't seek reasons to be angry. Instead, seek reasons to be calm. Number 9. Use self-deprecating humor. Seneca asks us, "What should a wise person do when given a blow?" Same as Cato when he was attacked. Not fire up or revenge the insult, or even return the blow, but simply ignore it. If we feel that we simply must say something in response to an insult, the Stoics recommend that we engage in self-deprecating humor. Seneca points approvingly to Cato's use of humor to deflect a particularly grievous insult. Cato was pleading a case when an adversary named Lentulus spat in his face. Rather than getting angry or returning the insult, Cato calmly wiped off the spit and said, "I will swear to anyone, Lentulus, that people are wrong to say that you cannot use your mouth." Self-deprecating humor is a practice in which we insult ourselves even worse than the insulter did. By turning an insult into a joke, we prevent the insult from taking root in our psyche, where it will cause us to experience needless anguish. By laughing off an insult, we're implying that we don't take the insulter or his insults at all seriously. This belittles them and denies them dominance over the situation. It's therefore a response that's likely to deeply frustrate them, and hence a humorous reply to an insult can be far more effective than a counter-insult would be. Number 10. Practice self-reflection. And in our final quote from Seneca for this video, he tells us, "All our senses should be trained to acquire strength. They are by nature capable of endurance, provided that the mind, which should be called daily to account for itself, does not persist in undermining them. When you reflect on your own character and actions, you'll gain a greater sensitivity or mindfulness towards how you think and what triggers you into negative emotions. You can start by keeping your anger journal. An anger diary or journal can be a useful tool to help you track your experiences with anger. Make daily entries into your diary that document the situations you encounter that angered you. In order to make the diary most useful, there are particular types of information you'll want to record for each provoking event, such as what happened that gave you pain or made you feel stressed, what was provocative about the situation, what thoughts were going through your mind. On a scale of 0 to 100, how angry did you feel? The purpose of your diary is to help you identify patterns of behavior and specific recurring elements that really push your buttons. With daily self-reflection, you can understand the ways in which you experience anger and plan strategies to cope with your emotions in more productive ways.